KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Dan in Real Life stars Steve Carell as Dan Burns, a wistful widower who keeps trying and failing to please his three young daughters. The movie has its share of pleasing moments and charming throwaways. In one of them, Dan slathers a slice of bread with peanut butter and adds some banana for a standard school lunch. Then, with a private flourish, he draws a happy face in honey on what will be the underside of the top slice. It's a double throwaway, in fact, a loving gesture that we barely notice and his daughter will never see. Still, pleasing moments don't add up to a feature film, even though this one strives desperately for substance and coherence by slathering its slender story with treacly family values. Most of the action takes place over a weekend, during which Dan takes his girls to a family reunion at his parents' country home. While he's browsing the shelves of a nearby bookshop, he meets Marie, a lovely sophisticate played by Juliette Binoche. Dan falls instantly in love, but soon discovers that she's romantically involved with his brother, Mitch. He's played awfully heartily by Dane Cook. This part of the film is a dark comedy about sibling rivalry, with jealousy and anger simmering beneath the surface, then boiling over at a singularly unpleasant family dinner. But the dinner turns out to be an aberration. Dan in Real Life doesn't want to be about dark feelings, or for that matter, real life, only about goodness and brightness. So the movie, which was directed by Peter Hedges from a script he wrote with Pierce Gardner, keeps searching for uplift in a succession of set pieces that play like segments of a sitcom, a family calisthenics session, a homespun musicale, another brief workout, a round of charades. Within these little bits, the cast does likable improvs, and Emily Blunt does the movie's best comic turn as a gorgeous plastic surgeon. But the romance between Dan and Marie operates on the level of two talented actors talking to each other in front of a camera. Juliette Binoche, in particular, is stuck with a contrivance instead of a role, and she looks like she knows it. As for Steve Carell, he may not be every man, but he's a special man who thrives on special roles that involve vulnerability. He found them in The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Little Miss Sunshine, then came the truly awful Evan Almighty. This new film isn't awful, though it gets to be awfully tedious, especially when you compare it with Peter Hedges' previous film, Pieces of April. That was a beautiful independent feature that marked his directorial debut 4 years ago. The scale of that one was extremely small, but the emotional texture was dense. The film started off as an eccentric comedy of alienation about a family with a black sheep named April, but then it became, very movingly, a drama of understated sorrow, reconciliation, and acceptance. Dan in Real Life is a family drama with a vengeance. You have a sense that its writer-director was pulled every which way by the dire imperatives of a studio production and a star vehicle. Pieces of April started with a funny scene in a tiny kitchen. This one has everything but the kitchen sink when it comes to plot devices and time-filling interludes. I forgot to mention a sequence at a bowling alley. What's missing is sustained feeling. No sooner than you're stirred by something surprising or genuinely sweet, you're shaken by another piece of shtick. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.